my hand and lay
muted. Unmuted.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody, praise the Lord, glory be to God, give God thanks, give God praise on today, amen, truly the Lord is worthy, he's worthy of the praises, he's worthy of the honor, he's worthy of the glory on tonight, amen, he is so worthy, amen, we are so blessed tonight to be here again on the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for another day, another hour, another time, amen, Jesus, that we, amen, have assembled ourselves together. And so for that, amen, we're giving God thanks. We're giving him praise for life, health, and strength, amen. Glory be to God. He didn't have to do it, people of God, but he did. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful for what the Lord has done. Truly, the Lord has done us well. Amen. Truly the Lord has done us well, and we truly owe him a praise. We owe him praise on tonight. Glory to God at this eve. Amen. Just crossing over at 6 o'clock into the Sabbath. Amen, Jesus. It's during this time that we reflect, we look back, we give God thanks, we give him praise for all that he's done, people of God. Amen. All that he has done. Amen. We owe the Lord a praise. Amen. So we give him thanks again. We bless him. Amen. We honor him. Amen, Jesus, for a mind to come into his presence again. And we just want to on tonight say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network. Welcome each and every one of you. Those of you that are coming in, we just want to welcome you. Welcome to the Prayer News Network. Amen. Prayer News Network Global. Amen. It is here that the Lord is doing, amen, great and mighty things in the lives of his people. So we just give him thanks. We just give him praise. We give him honor. We give him glory. Amen. Amen. For it is truly all due unto him. Amen. Glory to God. As the psalmist said, if we had 10,000 tongues, people of God, it would not be enough to give God thanks. It would not be enough to give God praise. Amen. So we would that you would on tonight, amen, as you're coming in, if you would go ahead, amen, and just glory be to God, invite someone to come on over, amen, tell them to come on over, tell them to come on and be a part, amen, of the Prayer News Network Global, amen, let them know, amen, something good, amen, is going on over here, amen, let them know something good is about to happen. Amen, and they do not want to miss it. Amen. Glory to God. So if you would, go ahead and invite someone, invite a couple of people, glory to God, to come on over to be a part, amen, to be a part of tonight's broadcast. Amen, Jesus. We're excited. We're excited for what the Lord is doing. Amen. Truly, the Lord is doing us so very well, and we're so grateful for all that he's doing. Amen. We are just grateful to be a part of God's program. Amen. For he does have a plan. He does have a purpose for each and every one of our lives. Amen, Jesus. And we're just so grateful that glory to God that he has chosen us. Amen, Jesus. He has chosen us, people of God, to be a part of his plan. Amen. So we give him thanks. We give him praise. Again, we want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Each and every one of you, all of our listeners, wherever you are listening from, we just want to say welcome on tonight. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Go ahead and invite someone to come on in to be a part, amen, of the broadcast on tonight. So from wherever you're calling from, glory to God, we just want to welcome you. We want to thank you. Thank you for coming on out to be a part of what God is doing. Truly, 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 as we say, the Lord is doing us well. Amen. So we give him thanks and we give him praise on tonight. Wherever you're calling from, we like to always give special recognition to our international listeners because we want you to know, as we always do, we want you to know that you're listening. And thank you for being a part of the broadcast on tonight. So wherever you're listening in from, amen, you listeners that are in Uganda and Saudi Arabia, in Spain and France, Australia, Malaysia, Philippines, India, Denmark, Sweden, Russia, Brazil, China, Canada, UK, Bahamas, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, Jamaica, glory to God. We thank God for you, amen, from the UK. We thank God for you on tonight and for all of our listeners that are listening in from the continental U.S. We just give God thanks. We give God praise for you on tonight. Thank you. Thank you for listening in. Thank you for listening in on tonight. Amen. We bless God for you. Amen, Jesus. We glorify the Lord. Amen. For what he's done, for what he is doing. We're thanking the Lord on tonight for what he is doing on tonight. Amen. Truly, we bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord at all times. Glory to God. His praise shall continually be in our mouths. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Again, thank God for you. Thank you for coming on in. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for coming on in. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. There may be a couple. Amen. That have been disconnected on the line. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. We're not sure. Amen. If they've done a system upgrade, glory to God. But on tonight, we just give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, each and every one of you. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God for listening in on tonight. Amen. Whether you're listening in via Facebook, we just want to say thank you tonight. Whether you're listening in via radio, we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. La Shabu. Glory to God. We thank the Lord. Amen. The Lord of hosts on tonight. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we are not, amen, endeavoring to keep you long on tonight. Amen. But again, we just want to thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Each and every one of you. Thank you for coming on in. Thank you for taking the time out to be with us. Glory be to God here on the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you. Each and every one of you. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord for you. Thank you for helping us to get the word out. Amen. To get the word out that the Prayer News Network is here. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank you. Amen. For sending out those text messages of our recorded broadcast. We thank you for helping us to get the word out. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless you, and thank you for helping us to get the word out in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. We just want to give God thanks and praise on tonight for, amen. I want to thank God for my leaders, each and every one of them. Amen. Giving God thanks and praise. Amen. Glory be to God for them. Amen. They have, amen. Glory to God. Travel, amen, here in the gospel. Glory to God. Taking the word, delivering the word. Glory be to God. Thanking him for my chief apostle, our celestial intercessor. Thanking the Lord for them. Amen. For him. Amen. For his life, the legacy that he has left behind to get the word out. Amen. Winning the loss at, listen, every cost. We just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Thanking him for the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James. And thanking him on tonight, people of God, for our senior apostle. Glory be to God, Dr. Samuel Huggins James. Thanking God for him. Thanking God for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. For my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr. Just giving God thanks. Just giving God praise on today. Amen. For all that he's done. Truly the Lord has done us well. Amen. And we're thanking the Lord for their life. And again, for the legacy, amen, that the man of God has left in the earth. Glory be to God. We're not traveling, taking tents out, amen, from city to city. Glory to God. But we're certainly going from country to country. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for all of the countries, amen, that have been joining us and that are joining us. We bless the Lord for you. We thank God for you on tonight. Amen. We thank the Lord. People of God, we again, we're trying to win the loss at any cost. Amen. So we give God thanks and we give God praise. Thank you again for taking the time out to be with us on tonight. Glory be to God. Here we are at the end. Amen. Glory be to God of a week. Glory be to God. And this is the seventh day. Amen. This is the Sabbath of the Lord, a time of rest. People of God, listen, look back over this week. Look back over this week. Amen. Look back over your life. Look back over the month and just see what the Lord has done. And just give him thanks and just give him praise. Amen. Glory be to God. You don't want to miss it. Amen. You don't want to miss it in this hour. We cannot afford to miss it. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless God. Amen. As well for our advisors, our PNN advisors, thanking the Lord for each and every one of them on tonight. Amen. For all that they do. Glory to God. We just thank the Lord. We just thank the Lord for them on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. So many, amen, in different ministries, but they take time out. Glory to God that this PNN Global will not fall to the ground. So we thank the Lord for them. Amen. Each and every one of them holding their space and place. Glory to God. A part of this, amen, outreach ministry. We thank the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for all of our leaders that come to the line. We thank God for you. We thank God for you for taking the time. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for coming to be with us. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God whenever you can. Thank you, amen, for your well wishes, your concerns for the Prayer News Network Global. Amen. Glory be to God. We just give God thanks again. We praise him for you, people of God, each and every one of you. We thank the Lord for you. We thank the Lord for each and every one of you on tonight. Again, helping us to get this word out. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Amen. To save the lost. Amen, at whatever cost. So we're thanking the Lord on tonight. Amen, people of God. Amen, glory to God. We pray that you're being safe. Amen, we know that it's raining, raining, raining. Amen, Jesus, raining. Amen, a lot of thunderstorms and stuff throughout the region. Glory to God, amen. Some of you may be en route. Amen, but we want you to be careful. Amen, just be careful. Be careful, be prayerful. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank the Lord again on tonight for your coming. People of God, amen. We're not going to hold you long on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. We do have a pre-recorded broadcast on tonight. So we thank the Lord, amen, for all that he shall say, all that he should do, amen, in the midst of us on tonight. Glory to God. We want you to put your heart in it, put your mind in it on tonight, amen. Hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say unto you, amen. One thing I am finding about these broadcast people of God, listen, that the Word of God is living, amen, and anytime it comes forth, glory to God, I'm telling you, I always find something, glory to God, that I need, amen. That's God. That's just like God, amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. And again, we want to thank you for, amen, coming on in. Thank you on tonight, people of God, for, again, thank you on tonight for inviting someone to come to the broadcast with you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And we would tonight, people of God, that you bring your hearts and your minds in. Glory to God. Bring them on in. Amen, Jesus, as we prepare, glory to God, to go before the throne of grace on tonight. Amen.
The recording has started.
And amen, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, O God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just a little song of praise on tonight. Amen. And the song says, glory to God. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah, I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. And I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. And when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Will your answer be yes on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. When he speaks to us, when he speaks to you, glory be to God, with your whole heart, glory to God, will you agree? Glory be to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you. We bless you on tonight. Father, we bless you. Glory to God. We bless you for who you are. We're blessing you on tonight for your tender mercies. Thanking you on tonight, O God, for your loving kindness. Father, we thank you on tonight. We're thanking you for yet another day, another time, another hour that you brought us back together again. And Father, tonight we said thank you. Father, we thank you on tonight for life and that more abundantly. We thank you on tonight. We thank you, O God, for you, the keeper of our soul. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we're thanking you on tonight for strength. Is it only, O God, through your strength, O God, that we stand? Only through your strength on tonight, O God, that we're here And we give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah for your tender mercies. Thank you tonight for your loving kindness. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God, for had it not been you on our side, we don't know, oh God, where we would be. But Father, we give you thanks tonight. Father, we give you praise on tonight. Glory be to God. And Father, we say, have your way on tonight. Have your way on this night, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, have your way on tonight. Glory to God. Have your way on tonight. Glory to God. For many, oh God, have come on tonight. Glory to God. And we're coming collectively, glory to God, because we need you. Father, we need you. We need you, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we need you. Glory be to God, in that precious name of Jesus. Father, for we know that you know, oh God, what we have need of, in the precious name of Jesus. And we're coming on tonight. We're coming with uplifted hands. We're coming on tonight. Glory to God, with humble hearts. We're coming on tonight, oh, glory, Amaska. We're coming on tonight, oh, glory to God, not with our own preconceived notions, but we're coming on tonight open unto you. We're coming on tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, and we're saying on this day, Father, thy will be done. Thy will be done on earth, oh God, as it is in heaven. Thy will be done in us, oh God, as it is in heaven on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you on tonight that you've given us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, and we thank you tonight. Glory to God for how you've already met our needs. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, that before we even ask, Father, you already know what we have need of. And we're coming on tonight, glory to God, hallelujah, because you created us, oh God. You created us to give you praise. You created us, oh God, to worship you in the beauty of holiness. And we're thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God. We're asking you tonight. We're asking that you will look upon us tonight. Look upon each and every one, glory to God, that have assembled, each and every one, oh God, that shall later come. Look upon us on tonight. We're asking all glory to God. We're asking you on tonight, glory to God, for creating us, oh God, a clean heart. Forgive us, oh God. Forgive us of sin. Forgive us on tonight, oh God, of our transgressions. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, any iniquity, oh God, that rests within our being. Father, we're asking that you pardon us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming on tonight and says, make us, oh God, make us and mold us in the name of Jesus. Father, in anything and everything, oh God, that's not like thee, anything and every spirit, every force, oh God, that's not like thee on tonight. Oh, glory to God. We plead the blood on tonight. We plead the blood on tonight. Precious name of Jesus. We plead the blood on tonight. And we say, sanctify us, Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Sanctify our minds on tonight. Sanctify our spirit on tonight. Oh, glory to God. Restore and sanctify our soul on tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name, oh God. Oh, God, cause your coals, oh God, from the altar, oh God, to fall afresh upon us again. Sanctify us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Oh God, we're committing ourselves unto you. We're committing our keeping unto you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, only you can do it. Only you can save. Only you can deliver. Only you can set free. Only you, glory to God. Only you are able to raise us up in the name of Jesus. Oh God, look upon the land. Look upon your people tonight. Oh God, the broken places in the name of Jesus. The broken places, the broken situations, the broken circumstances in the name of Jesus. The broken relationships in the name of Shiloh, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, cause there to be amending, for you are, glory be to God, you are God, you are the healing balm in the name of Jesus. Cause there to be restoration. Cause there to be healing. Healing for the land. Healing for your people. Cause there to be restoration in the name of Jesus. All the waste places. Glory to God. heaven. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Cause us, your people, oh God, to see your hand. Cause us, glory to God, to see the plan that you have for each and every one of us. Cause us, glory to God, to come in one, to come in alignment with your will for our lives. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Oh, God, let us not. Let us not, oh, La Boshea. Oh, God, let us not find ourselves to the left or to the right. Let us not find ourselves. Glory be to God. Cause us not, oh, God, to call ourselves turning from you, but come unto you, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you all tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for your outstretched hand. Glory be to God. We're thanking you on tonight. Thank you for your outstretched arm. Oh, God, your arm of salvation. Oh, glory to God. Are we on tonight? Father, we said do it again on tonight. Do it again on tonight. Father, save your people. Save your people, oh, God, from sin. Save your people, oh, God, from the evil one. Father, deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the evil one. In the name of Jesus, where the enemy is lurking, oh, God, even wickedness in high places. In the name of Jesus, Father, for you have lifted us. Glory be to God. Far above principalities and powers in that precious name, oh, God. Oh, glory to God. And, Father, you have fought principalities and powers. Glory to God. And, Father, we're thanking you for doing it. We're thanking you for doing it, oh, God. We're thanking you, oh, God. Father, we're thanking you on today. Father, we thank you, thank you. Thank you for doing it on today. Father, we're thanking you for lifting us on today. Thank you for lifting. Thank you for lifting, oh God, causing us to know, causing us to understand that we said, oh God, in heavenly places on tonight. Cause your people to occupy. Cause your people to come to confidence. Cause your people to come to knowledge. Cause your people to come to strength. In the name of Jesus, despite of everything that is going on, oh God, cause your people to know, glory to God, that your kingdom is not moved, oh God, by the remnants of men. Cause your people, oh God, to come, oh God, to the power, to the demonstration, glory to God, to your precious spirit, oh God, that you put within your people. Father, we thank you on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you for looking upon your people. Thank you for looking upon each and every one of us. Thank you for looking favorably upon your people on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you for looking, oh God. Oh God, from nation to nation, from state to state. Glory to God. In the villages, oh God. In the crack house, oh God. In the alley. In the name of Jesus, whatsoever, oh God, you're taking this pen in. Father, we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, in the streets, oh God, in the bedrooms, in the living rooms. We're thanking you for taking, oh God, your voice throughout the earth. And oh God, we thank you tonight. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you this night, Father, this night that you have made. This night, this night, this night, Father, we're thanking you, glory to God. Thanking you for what you've done. Thanking you, glory to God, for you've established the end before the beginning. And we give you thanks tonight. We give you praise on tonight, Father, and we say have your way tonight. Have your way. Have your way on tonight. Have your way. Hey, hey, hey. Have your way on tonight. Have your way. Have your way on tonight. Have your way. Glory to God. Have your way on tonight. Father, move in healing. Glory to God. Move. In the precious name of Jesus. Move. Oh, God, for you're Jehovah Rapha. You're the God that healeth, oh, God. And we're thanking you tonight. Thank you for healing, healing, healing. Healing all over the land. Thank you for healing, healing, healing. Healing in the body, healing in the mind, healing in the soul, healing in the spirit. Father, we thank you on tonight. Thank you for your great salvation. Jehovah Shammah. Mama, for you are so nigh. Yeah, Mama, I say, you're so nigh unto us. You're so nigh unto us. And we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, draw us nearer. Draw us nearer unto thee. Draw us nearer unto thee. Cause us, oh God, hallelujah. Cause us to be quickened. Cause us to be quickened. Cause us to be quickened, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for you, Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, glory to God, for you do provide. We thank you tonight for you are the provider. Glory to God. You are the provider, for we look unto you. We look unto the hill from which cometh our help. Everything that we need, oh God, your hand has already provided. And we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Thank you for making us and molding us. Thank you for making us and molding us. Oh, God, for you, Jehovah Makadosh. You're the God that sanctifies. You're the God that sanctifies us. You're the God that sanctifies us, oh, Moshe. And we'll thank you. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. Oh, glory to God. Cause our garments to be washed. Cause us to be washed. Cause us to be cleansed yet again, Father. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you in the name of Moshe. We're thanking you. Oh, glory to God, for you, Jehovah. Shalom, you're our peace, glory to God, in the midst of all confusion, but we stand on the solid rock, for you are the solid rock, oh God, and we're thanking you on today. We stand, oh God, hallelujah, on the solid rock. We run into you, Father, and we are saved, and we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We're thanking you tonight, oh God, for you, Jehovah, sick and new. Oh, glory to God, you're the God, you're the righteous God. The righteous one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jehovah Nisi, you are the God that covers, the God that shields, the God that protects. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We glorify you. We honor you on tonight. Father, now we ask that you have your way. Have your way on tonight. Have your way. Have your way on tonight. Have your way, glory to God, in the midst of your people. Father, we ask that you speak to our hearts on tonight. Speak, oh God. Speak on tonight. Speak tonight. Speak tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, thy will, thy die, haya. Oh God, thy the word trouble, haya. Thy divine will be done on tonight. Father, we thank you now for every listener. We thank you on tonight, oh God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, for the word spoken, oh God, cause it to penetrate our hearts, cause it to affect change. Glory to God, and for this we give you thanks, for this we give you praise. Father, bless our speaker, oh God, on tonight. Glory to God, for spoken on tonight, but we thank you for her. We thank you for the woman of God. We bless you on tonight. Hallelujah, glory to God. We thank you, oh, glory to God. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God for yet being in control in the precious name of Jesus. Do what you will now in the midst of us. Glory to God. Do what you will in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you now for every listener. We thank you. We bless you in that precious name, Jesus. Father, we ask that you would hide us behind your cross. Cover us tonight. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us and we shall be hid. Glory to God. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise in that precious name, Jesus. Glory to God. Every heart on tonight, glory to God. Say amen, amen, amen on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. We thank the Lord again on tonight, people of God. We bless him. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Truly, he's done so much for us. People of God, we cannot tell it all. Amen. And again, we endeavor to not hold you long on tonight. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, we do. Amen. Amen. We have a pre-recorded message on tonight. Amen. This woman of God, amen, she has come to us. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus. And we're blessing the Lord. Amen. We're blessing the Lord. Amen. For giving us the ability, amen, to bring to you, amen, so many of the recordings, amen, that have already gone forth. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Our speaker tonight, amen, comes to us from Henderson, North Carolina. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Amen. We thank God for her. amen, Jesus, for taking the time out to come and be with us. Glory to God. But she's coming to us from Greater Refuge Church. Amen. She's coming to us from Greater Refuge Church. People of God, we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. For the woman of God. Amen. Jesus, again, glory to God. We have on tonight, amen, a pre-recorded broadcast on tonight. But we want you to be attentive, people of God. Amen. We want you to be attentive, amen, because surely there's yet a word from the Lord for you. Amen. And on tonight, people of God, on tonight, amen, the woman of God comes to us, amen, Evangelist Sharon Owen, amen, Jesus, again, from Greater Refuge Church in Henderson, North Carolina. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Listen on tonight and be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Come on, somebody. Bless the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. And receive our speaker on tonight. Amen. Glory to God.
God bless you. Over in Virginia, Georgia, God bless you. Thanking God for this opportunity. I want to go, if you don't mind, to 2 Kings, chapter number 7, verses 3 through 8. God bless you. 2 Kings, chapter 7, verses 3 through 8, reads on this wise. And there were four leprous men at the entering in of the gate, and they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, and we shall die there. And if we sit still here, now therefore come, and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live, and if they kill us, we shall die. And they rose up in the twilight, going to the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost part of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the king of Hittites and the king of the Egyptians to come upon us. Therefore they rose and fled in the twilight, and left their tents and their horses, their asses, even the camp as it was, and fled with their life. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink, and carried their silver and gold and raiment, and went and hid it, and carried this also, and went and hid it. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for your word, for this opportunity. Lord God, this is a sacred debt, Lord God, that we will not take for granted. Heavenly Father, these are your people. You know what they need to hear. You know what their heart's cry has been unto you. I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to let there be none of me but only you, Father. Send your word to your people. Speak to our hearts, God. During this time, Lord God, we need you as never before. So, God, we thank you right now in advance for always hearing our prayers. We thank you in advance for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we ask you to forgive us of any sin in our lives, God, anything that's in the way, Lord God, that will keep us from hearing you. We ask you, God, to move it out of the way and to forgive us. And we thank you, God. It is in your Son Jesus' name that we do pray. Amen. And thank you, Lord God. And just for a few minutes, I want to use for a topic. How bad do you want it? Bad do you want it? The Israelites was kind of in a position that we are in right now. They had famine in the land, and they were surrounded by an army, kind of like where we are now. Some people don't have jobs because of this pandemic, because of this COVID-19. Some people don't have the things that they need. Some people don't have food. Some people don't know how they're going to pay their rent. They don't know how the mortgage is going to be paid. Some people are sick. They got family members sick, and they find themselves in a position that they've never been in before. And so because of that, people are finding themselves in a panic. People are starting to lose hope. They started to lose their faith. But we got to look at the scriptures. If we want to come out on the other side, we got to lean to God as never before. We got to trust him as never before. And so we find that there are four leopard men at the entering end of the gate. And they said one to another, why sit we here until we die? We got to ask ourselves, why stay in this situation until we die? Why give up hope until we die? What we got to do is look to somebody else, something that's greater than us, for an answer. Someone who's greater than we are, our shepherd. We got to look to our shepherd. But these lepers, they were outcasts. Sometimes we might feel like we are outcasts at this time. We might feel like there's nobody to understand what we're going through. They were voided by or rejected by others. They lived outside the city walls. And they have no hope. A man's extremity is God's opportunity of magnifying his own power in his time and to appear for his people when their strength is gone. When they had given up expecting help to come, anyone with leprosy knows that there isn't a chance that their situation will change. They have no hope. Some of us have given up. We don't have any more hope because we've lost focus. You know, we're not looking to God. We're looking to our jobs. We're looking to our finances. And we're looking to us. Or we're looking to our spouses. Or we're looking to our friends. Or we're looking to our neighbors. But we've got to do something else. If we've done the same thing forever and it has not worked, we've got to do something different. If we want something different, we've got to do something different. Because God saved the lives of his people. For where sin abounded, grace does much more abound. So they should have been living in a state of unbelief. Instead of them looking for a way in order to make to live and overcome their hunger, they was looking for a way to live. Unbelief is a sin by which men greatly dishonor and displease God and deprive themselves of the favor God designed for them. Unbelief, I want to say that again. Unbelief is a sin by which men greatly dishonor and displease God. When we don't believe God's promises, we make it look like God is a lie. The remnant of the Israelites saw Canaan, but could not enter in because of unbelief. We can see our end, but we may not get there because of our unbelief. Such is the portion of those that believe not the promises of God. We may read about them, but never get to experience any of them. We may read about that God, by God's stripes we are healed, and we may never get it and continue to live and suffer with sicknesses in our bodies because of our unbelief. We may read no good things he would hold from them that walk uprightly before him, but continue to walk in lack. We may hear about nations calling us blessed, but never get the good of the land. We may hear about him ever making our enemies to be at peace with us, but continue to find ourselves in battles because we don't believe that God's promises really are, yea and amen. We don't have faith in God. We say we have faith, but never show it. We are just hearers of the word. We haven't learned to be a doer of the word. And here we have four lepers in a situation that could cost them their lives. But they believe and they trust that there's got to be something that's better than what they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
But God always has a plan, and he put that the lepers in a situation that they had to make a decision. Whether they want to stay on the outside of the gate and die of hunger, or they want to take a chance and find something else that would save and preserve their lives. And what they chose was to go to the Syrian camp. Sometimes we got to stop looking and go a way that is unfamiliar, a place where we don't think the answer is, God can always give us the answer there. The Syrians heard a noise. It was their hearing was imposed upon. That word imposed means something unwelcome and unfamiliar was forced to be accepted. For God knows how to work upon every sense and according to his own counsel as he makes the hearing hear and the seeing eye. So he makes the deaf and the blind. Whether the noise was really made in the air by the angels or whether it was only a sound in their ear, it was from God. While we do have and continue to make plans to direct our lives, God has the ultimate plan, and it's in his timing. His word says he knows the thoughts that he thinks toward us, thoughts of peace and not evil. He knows where he wants us to be and when he wants us to get there. He knows what it's going to take for us to get there. And while it may not get, while we may not get the blessings, we can look through his will and know that the one that we're sitting in right now, we're looking at this pandemic and looking at this COVID and thinking, Lord, what's going on? Can it get any worse? But no, it can't get any worse, not with God on our side. It's only when we walk in unbelief that it won't get any better. God can, when he pleases, disperse the boldest and most brave and make the stoutest heart to tremble, which is why we have to remember that God is in a class all by himself. He's a sovereign God. He's all-powerful and almighty. He upholds with the right hand of his righteousness, stretching the heavens, measuring the seas, and calling forth the mountains. He is God, creating prizes with God. God knows what's going to happen next because he created what is next. The Syrians' flight was discovered by four lepers. Someone was delivered and did not know it. The watchmen on the wall were not aware of the retreat of the enemy. So silently they fell away. But four lepers had their lodges within the gates, being excluded from the city as ceremoniously unclean. They were not permitted to be around others. They were unclean. They were unclean. They were not permitted because they were unclean. They were not permitted to want more. You aren't permitted to want more. You aren't permitted to do more. Your dreams have been canceled by society. Your plans for this year was canceled by the pandemic. Your dreams were canceled by your friends, by your family. How dare you think you can be more? You are unable to believe what the enemy says. You should stay in the box that you've been placed in. Accept what's been sent your way, spoken in your life, and stay right outside the gate and die. These lepers reasoned and took themselves a resolution to make a visit in the night to the camp of the Syrians. You've got to reason with yourself and come to a resolution to do something different. If the need going in another direction, they were ready to perish for hunger, not pass to relieve them. Should they go into the city, there was nothing to be had there because in the city there was famine. They must die in the streets. Should they sit still, they therefore determined to go over to the enemy and throw themselves upon their mercy. If they kill them, better to die by the sword than by famine. But they just may save themselves as objects of compassion was given into the Syrians concerning them. Caution will put us upon the method that which may better one condition. Can I make it worse? We have reason with ourselves. Though he slay me, yet shall I trust him. David said, I have to encourage my own self in the Lord. He promised to never leave me and in no wise forsake me. don't look like I'm by myself. People might have counted me out. They told me, no, they called me pastor. But God called me victorious. God told me that I'm more than a conqueror. I'm broke. But God says I'm a joint heir. The doctor says there is no cure except for what it is. But God says it's in your mouth. Speak those things to be not as though they were and watch them come to fruition. Society says, stay outside. But God says, I'll make you sit at the table and eat with kings. Society says, you don't fit in. But God says, royalty, peculiar, chosen. Why stay outside and die when God says the table is spread? How bad do you want it? How bad do you want to live? How bad do you want God's blessing? What are you waiting for? God has for you. Paul says you have to press on. You're not there yet. Don't give up. Be like the lepers. Wait the odds. The only thing you have to do is and lose is to speak. You already won. When you start believing, God will fight for you. He'll move for you. He'll give it to you. How bad do you want it? Anything worth having is worth fighting for. The lepers went in. The Syrians were gone. And the lepers got all the good credit. They got the food. They got the riches. They got the live. Stop counting yourself out because of naysayers. Stop counting yourself out because others don't believe. Know what he has for you. But that God has already gone before you and made easy your way. The lepers believed that there was something better for them. They wouldn't give up. Even when the people said, don't come in the city, they didn't give up. Even when the people said, we don't want you around. Even when the people say, you're contagious. Even when the people call them dirty. Even when the people tell you, you're not who God say you. Even when the people will mess with your mind and mess with your heart, mess with your situation and mess with your circumstance. Even when society says you don't have enough education, your mama won't nothing, your daddy won't nothing, you didn't come from nothing. Even when society say you don't have enough education, even when they say you're not smart enough, you don't look good enough, you ain't got nothing going for you, you got to be, I don't want to be here. God can't take you in as long as you stay where you're at. How bad do you want? How bad do you want God's promise? How bad do you want to live? Even now in this pandemic, when they say everybody that needs to get the vaccine, even in the pandemic, when they are saying that if you go around people, you can't take care of your family, you can't breathe the same air unless you get it. How bad do you want? How bad do you want to be healed? If God says by his stripes you are healed, how bad do you want to keep your ears? How bad do you want to walk? How bad do you want to talk? How bad do you want to live a good life? When you go in the stores and you see the prices of food, how bad do you want the good food? Because man has said that you don't have a job. You don't have enough money. But God always make a way for his people. We can't give up because of what man says. We can't give up because of the naysayers. We got to stand on the promises of God. If he said it, it's got to come to pass. If he said things look like it's not going to get any better, how bad do you want it when it looks like things are getting worse instead of getting better? How bad do you want? Can you trust God's promises? Can you trust what he said? The word of God said, now faith, the faith you got right now, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Right now, the faith that you got right now, We don't have to believe what people say. We got to believe what God says. Because when God said we can take it to the bank, how bad do you want? How bad do you want to see your children saved? How bad do you want to see it? How bad do you want it? How bad do you believe God? How much do you believe God when his word says a promise is not just unto you, but it's unto your children's children? How bad do you want? How bad? What you're willing to give up? What are you willing to do for it? Are you willing to give up your life? Are you willing to lay it down and take up your cross and follow God? How bad do you want? How bad do you want your bills to be paid? How bad? How bad do you want it? Are you believing what the people say? Are you believing what the bank say? Are you believing what the bank statement say? Are you believing what God? Do you want? How bad do you want that? above all that you ask or think, how bad do you want it? Because if you want something different, you got to do something different. The Word of God tells us He's not going to withhold any good thing but them that walk aright before Him. Are you willing to walk aright before Him? Are you willing to give your life for it? How bad do you want it? Do you want it as bad as the lepers did, where you weigh it out and weigh that so much so that your faith outweighs the things that you think, the situation that you have, the promises that people give in verse, the promises of God? How bad do you want it? How bad do you want that car? How bad do you want it? Do you believe what they say about your job, that you don't make enough money? Are you going to believe God when He says, the king's heart is in my hand? I'll turn it towards you. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want your refrigerator full of groceries? How bad do you want it? Do you want it enough so that you can go to God and get on your knees and say to God, God, I believe you. I trust you. You told me to have faith in you. I'm going to believe that you will fill my refrigerator. How bad do you want it? Because the Word of God tells us we got to walk by faith. Mm-hmm. Everything that we do got to be in faith. Everything that we say got to be in faith. Everything that God promises God can only come through and by faith. And if we don't have no faith, then God's promises are null and void. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want your family to come together? How bad do you want that husband to be saved? How bad do you want that wife to come to Christ? How bad do you want it? How bad do you want that relationship to be fixed? That relationship, bad do you want your heart to be fitted? How bad do you, what are you willing to give up for? Because the only thing that God is asking for is faith. All He wants you to do is trust in Him. He said, have faith in me. Trust my faithfulness. Have faith in my faithfulness. If you got faith in God's faithfulness, the Word of God says you just have a mustard seed faith. You can say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and it's got to take place. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? What are you willing to give up for? What are you trusting God for? Are you trusting God to heal your diabetes? Are you trusting God to heal your high blood pressure, low blood pressure? Are you trusting God to heal your kidney disease, kidney failure? Are you trusting God to clear up your lungs? How bad do you want it? Because God already made that your His promises are yea and amen. When we trust God, when we believe God, are yea and amen, then our conversation will change.
Mm-hmm.
Our mindset will change. The way we think going to change. The way we walk going to change. The way we talk going to change. The way we live is going to change. Because His promises are yea and amen. And He already said He's not a man that He should lie. And now He's already said His thoughts are high above ours. His ways are high above ours. So whatever the doctor may say, whatever the bank might say, whatever a family member might say, whatever society says, God thought a way above that. All He wants us to do is believe. Have faith and believe. He is able to perform that which He said. How bad do you want it? How bad do you desire it? God put that desire in your heart. Mm-hmm. It's from God. And because He put it there, He's prepared for it to come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
Time is touching destiny. Go get your blessing. Go get your miracle. How bad do you want it? If you want it bad enough, the desire that God has given you, then He's going to make it come to pass. All you got to do is go to where God said go. It may not be in a friend's camp. It may be in the enemy's camp. But you got to raise up your faith. The Word of God says faith coming through by hearing the Word of God. You got to get in the Word of God and trust the Word of God. And when He say move, you got to move. Because all things are working together for your good. We don't want to go through trials. We don't want to go through tribulation. We don't want to go through hard times. We don't want to go. Don't want to go through this sickness. We don't want to go being broke. We don't want to go there. We don't want to be in a relationship that's messed up. We don't want to see our children out there in the street. We don't want that. We turn our eyes to it. We turn our head to it. We pretend like it's not existing. But it's happening for your good. It's happening because God wants us to turn to Him. He wants us to turn to him as never before. We got so many saved people now just not trusting God. Their faith is going weary. It's going weak, just like our water. We have jellyback saints now because we don't want to believe that the situation we're in now is a situation that God can bring us out of. But we got to make up in our mind, and we got to say to ourselves, and we got to encourage others who he's going to break us through it. We got to believe what God's promises say. It may not look good. It may not feel good. We might not want it, but we got to still believe that God is in control because we serve a sovereign God, the one that declared our end in the beginning. We've got to believe that God is still God and still sitting on the throne. It doesn't matter what the CDC says. It don't matter what the president says. It don't matter what the doctor says. None of that matters. What matters is what God says. When we trust and we believe God, then we can get what God has for us, and God's promises are yea and amen. Glory to God. Somebody needs to tell God thank you. At this time, the Hogs. Turn it over to Minister Hogs. Glory to God. Minister Hogs.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus, we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. For such a word. Glory to God. What a word. What a word on tonight. Glory be to God. How bad do you want it? Glory be to God. How bad do you want it? Glory be to God. A very tall statement that only you can answer. Glory be to God. Amen. The woman of God has taken us through, glory to God, every possible scenario. And even as that word was going forth, people of God, we could not help but to consider what we want from the Lord. Glory to God. What are we believing God for? What are we believing God for? Glory to God. But are we willing to supply the faith? Glory to God. God is our, if God is the woman of God, say he, if it's in our minds, glory to God, amen. If it's in our spirit, glory to God, it comes from God. Amen. Glory to God. It's possible. Glory to God. If we supply, amen. Glory to God. God is able to do it. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Glory to God. And it is according to the power that worketh within us. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God tonight. Amen. We thank God for this word on tonight, people of God. Amen. Very direct. Very direct. Very direct on tonight. Glory to God. And we want you to consider. We want you to consider this word. Amen. Glory to God. We want you to go back into the recesses of your own mind. Go back into your memory lane. Go back into those things that you are believing God for, amen, and consider what you're willing to give up. Are you willing to supply the faith? Are you willing, people of God, amen, to take God at his word, amen? Glory be to God. Are you willing to consider, amen, Jesus, where you've been, what you've done? Glory to God. Have you really been believing God, amen, or have you just been emotional? Glory to God. Amen. We know faith, as the woman of God said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. And coming to that place to stand firm on what we believe. Amen. Glory be to God. We want you to hold this word. Amen. We want you to, amen, let this word be a light unto you. Let this word be a light unto you. Glory to God. For surely as the Lord has sent it, glory to God, to his people, glory to God, he's ready to move on your behalf. The Lord is ready. He's ready to move on your behalf. Amen. Glory be to God. But we just got to believe and we got to decide, amen, as the woman of God said, to make a resolution. Decide, glory be to God, amen, that no matter what, no matter what, I believe God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We got to encourage ourselves. Amen. I thank God for this word on tonight. Glory be to God. Thank God for his messenger on tonight. People of God, it doesn't come any simpler than this. Amen. Glory to God. Cutting no corners on tonight. Glory be to God. But very plain, very simple. How bad do we really want, amen, the promises of God? How bad do we want them? What, glory to God, have we allowed to, amen, to slip, amen, by the way, on the wayside? Glory be to God. Look again. Look again, people of God. Amen. Look again. Consider again. Amen. Glory be to God. We got to be resolute. Amen. We got to come to the resolve, glory to God, that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Amen. So we give God thanks tonight. We give God praise tonight. Amen. For this word, glory be to God, as we say, very direct, very direct. Amen. Hitting the nail right on the head. Glory to God. Amen. Not missing. Amen. And we can all, glory to God, look within ourselves, look within our own lives. Amen. And determine within ourselves, how bad do we really want it? Let us look again. Let us look again. Amen. God is to do it. Let us look again and choose and determine within ourselves that we will believe God. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Believing for those loved ones. Glory to God. Amen. Believing God. Glory to God. Amen. Not letting them go, people of God. No matter what it looks like, glory to God. Let us yet hold, amen. Let us yet hold on to the horns of the altar. Believing God, amen, Jesus, that he's able to do it. Believing them. See them saved. See them coming out. See them coming through. Amen. See them coming. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Coming unto him. Yielding. Glory be to God. Coming. Saying, what must I do to be saved? Glory be to God. God is able. Amen. He's able to do it tonight, people of God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God for all that the Lord has done, all that the Lord has said on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. And tonight, glory be to God, perhaps there's someone that's not saved. Glory to God that's listening on the line tonight. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And tonight, as always, glory to God, we want to extend unto you the saving grace of God. Glory to God, that no matter where you are, no matter where you find yourself, glory to God, it's not the will of God that you should perish. Amen. It's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And tonight, glory to God, we want to open space. We want to give an opportunity, glory to God, that if you're not saved, glory to God, you can be saved tonight. If you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, glory to God, he's a loving God. He's a loving God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He gave all. Glory to God. He gave his life. You would be saved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you cannot repay him. Glory be to God. You cannot reciprocate the love that he gave his life. Glory be to God, but you can receive his love. Amen. By yielding unto him, by yielding, by coming to understand, glory to God, that the state that you're in is keeping you separated from him. Glory to God, keeping you separated from truly experiencing this great love that he has, this more excellent way that he has for you. Glory to God. For he wants to bring you in. He wants to bring you in, and he wants to bring you out. And people of God, he's already made the way. He's already made the way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's already made the way. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And all you got to do on tonight, glory be to God, is to receive. It's to know. To understand, glory to God, that he paid a great price for you on tonight. Glory to God, to pardon you of your sin on tonight. Glory to God. You don't have to continue to walk around with this body of sin, with this burden of sin on tonight. Glory be to God. But he wants to take it to God. He wants to take it. He wants to make you free on tonight. Glory be to God. And if you don't know him on tonight, glory be to God, we want to offer unto you Jesus. Offer unto you Christ. Offer unto you, glory be to God, hallelujah, this great salvation. Glory to God that you don't have to die the death of sin, but that you can come and receive eternal life in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. So tonight, glory to God. If you don't know him in the pardon of your sins, people of God, glory be to God on tonight. Amen. Jesus, you can. Amen. We can usher you in. Amen. Glory be to God. He's here to pardon. He's here to pardon. He's here to lift you up. He's here to bring you out. Glory be to God. Best love. Glory to God. So if you don't know him on tonight, we want you to experience this great love. Experience this Jesus, this Christ, this anointed one. Amen. Who's able to deliver, who's able to save. He's able to set you free. Hallelujah. Glory be to God on tonight. If you don't know him, people of God, amen, you can press *6. You can press *6 on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Come on over. Glory to God. Amen. To the broadcast side. Amen. If you don't know him, amen, Jesus, we can bring you in. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For with the heart, man believeth. Amen. Glory be to God. And with the mouth, confession is made. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All it takes, amen. My grandmother used to sing this song. All it takes is a well-made-up mind. Amen. All it takes is to be resolute. Amen. As the woman of God said tonight, amen, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want to be free? Glory to God. How bad do you want to experience this new life in Christ? It's not a fairy tale. Oh, no. It's not a fairy tale. Glory to God. It's not a fable. But people of God, is real. Hallelujah. And it's real for you. Glory be to God. If you don't know him, amen, glory be to God, you can know him tonight. Glory to God. Press *6. Glory to God. Press *6 on tonight. Amen. Come over to the broadcast side. Amen, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. If there's none on tonight, amen, Jesus, glory to God at this time. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. We want to open up the floor, amen, for any special prayer requests. Any special prayer requests on tonight, people of God. Amen. We want to open up the platform for you on tonight. How bad do you want it? Glory to God. How bad do you want it for others? Amen. Glory to God. If we supply the faith, hallelujah. Glory to God. Faith unlocks the door. Faith unlocks the door. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen. Glory to God. If there are any special prayer requests on the line on tonight, amen, Jesus, we do want to give space. Glory be to God for you on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And if, amen, there are no special prayer requests, glory to God, we just want you to consider the word on tonight. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? What is it that you want from the Lord? And how bad do you really want it? Amen. Glory be to God. So we just, amen, give God thanks, give God praise on tonight. Amen. Thanking him again for the word. Thanking him again tonight for our speaker on tonight, amen, Evangelist Sharon Jones, amen, out of Henderson, North Carolina, amen, giving God thanks for the woman of God, amen, Jesus, and we just want to pray, amen, on tonight, glory to God for her, amen, Jesus, as we stated, amen, it is a recorded message on tonight, but we thank God, amen, for the word, amen, is ever present, it's a right now word. Glory to God. Spoken, amen. But tonight, the Lord is saying again. And tonight, glory to God, I don't know, amen, if you were online the other night. Glory to God. Even tonight, the woman of God said, the Lord is speaking. to somebody. Amen. The Lord is speaking that. Glory to God. When the Lord speaks it, when the Lord speaks a word, glory to God, we got to move. We can't be lax. Amen, Jesus. We can't be slowful. But we got to move when God says move. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight, glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We just give God thanks and praise again on tonight. Amen. We do want to pray, amen, for the woman of God on tonight. Glory to God. Thank God for each and every one of you that have come, amen, to join us tonight on the Prayer News Network Global. Glory to God, amen. Consider how bad do you want it, amen. Glory to God. That's a question, amen, to leave this night. That's a big takeaway. That's a big takeaway from the line on tonight. How bad do you really want it? Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you again on tonight. Father, we thank you for your word. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for stirring yet your people in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, oh God, for stirring the faith of your people. We're thanking you, glory to God, for causing us to look again at your promises, to look again, glory to God, that word that you've spoken unto us, to look again, glory be to God, at that vision, at that dream on tonight, to look again, glory to God, and believe, glory to God, that you are able and that you're well able. Father, we thank you on tonight. We're thanking you for refreshing the vision. Thanking you on tonight. Glory be to God for bringing, oh God, to the forefront those things, glory to God, that we set to the back burner. But we're thanking you on tonight. Thanking you for stirring on tonight. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Thank you for stirring on tonight. Glory be to God. Causing our faith. Glory to God. Causing our faith to be stirred. Causing us to be quickened on tonight. Glory to God that you're well able. Causing us to be quickened on tonight, Father, that you don't lie. Glory to God. And that able to perform. Glory be to God. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, the very thing that you put within our spirit. Father, we thank you on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for the example. Thanking you, oh God, for the lepers, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, for being able to look upon their lives and see, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God that if we just but press through, if we would just but press through and believe you, oh God, that you're truly a rewarder, oh God, of those that diligently seek you on tonight. Father, we're thanking you on tonight for those that will go back and revisit, those that will go back and look again, those that will go back, oh God, hallelujah, and ascertain the promises that you have for your people. Father, we thank you on tonight. We're thanking you for our speaker on tonight. Father, we're asking that you would bless her right now. Wheresoever she is, we're asking tonight that you would bless her. Oh, glory to God. Bestow a special blessing upon her tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would move for her, move mightily for her, move favorably for her in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do, oh God, hallelujah, that thing, oh God, that exceeding, that abundant thing. Even so, oh God, that she has before you, or that she had before you on, oh God, we're asking you tonight to move in a mighty way in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking that you would bless her ministry. Bless even now in the precious name of Jesus. Bless her family, God. Bless her. Glory to God, in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking, oh God, that you would open unto her the windows of heaven. Oh God, pour her out a blessing that she cannot be able to receive. And Father, we're thanking you for increase in her life. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Thank you for intensifying her love towards you and your love towards her. Father, we thank you. We bless you now. We honor and we do glorify you for these things. Father, we thank you for each and everyone on the line tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for those, oh God, that shall even listen in the days, the weeks, the months ahead. We thank you, glory be to God, for your word, for your living word. We're thanking you for your Lerebasha. Thank you for your living word. Father, we thank you now. We bless you now in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you, glory to God, to hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us and we shall be covered, oh God. Hide us and we shall be hid. for this we give you thanks, for this we give you praise, we give you honor and glory. In thy precious name, Jesus, amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. How bad do you want it, people of God? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. The great takeaway on tonight. Amen. Consider tonight, people of God. Amen. Consider and go get it. Amen. God bless you on tonight. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. As we have entered into this Sabbath, amen, Jesus, we want you to get the blessings of the Sabbath. Amen. So consider and think and give God praise for all that he's done for you in these past 6 days. Look upon every day. Amen. And give God thanks for something that he did. Amen. And be blessed. We love you tonight, people of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. We look to see you again on tomorrow night. We want to ask you to tell somebody about this Prayer News Network Global. Invite someone to come and be a part of it on tomorrow night. Amen. We'll be back here at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless you on tonight. We love you. We appreciate you on tonight. Again, thank you for helping us to get this word out about this Prayer News Network Global. God bless you. We love you, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.